Beginning current daf, Masechta Yoshim daf Mem Hey, beginning of Manal, beginning to face the master, beginning to lose the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak, he says, B'chol Yom Gimel B'Hayom Dal. Every single day there was three Marachas, and today there was four. So today says, Tim, it's actually a wonder, because the Perek Shein, the Talmud, it's not. And the second Perek, Masechta Yoshim daf Chof Tesman, the Mishnah teaches us that Bir Misham, Atzit Te'en, B'chol, they took over there from where they had all the firewood, they took out specifically wood from a fig tree, and they used it for the Marachas Shnia of the Keteris. And they explain who's the town of the Mishnah. That he holds that the whole Mizbech was in the north, which is the Machlekes, and they say, oh, that's going like Rabbi Yisi. Problem is, hey, I'm talking about Rabbi Yisi. How can he say it's going like Rabbi Yisi? But the Ketani Seifa, but we learn in the Seifa that it says Beitzisoi Shtei Marachis, that they would light up to Marachis, and Yardu bo lishkas agazis. Then they went down and they came to the lishkas agazis. That's what it says over there in the safe of that Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yisi, come b'chol yimei yishem shalosh. I guess in time of Rabbi Yisi, as we're quoting in our different Maskot Taisis, every day there was three. So how are you saying over there that they made two? So how can you say he's a Tana for a different reason, but that of which I was told you brings. So Taisha v'deichu kulayim, and it's also pushing to say that somebody can say b'chol the poligod b'chol that, oh, when we said it like Rabbi Yisi, I mean in one area, which is regarding that of the Mizbech Mutzafin, but in another area, we didn't know like him, it's a touch to say that. So rather, since you assume it, you can say it like this. Takati ha-bechad l'kim ma'esh. You're right, there was a third one that was there for the kim ma'esh like a BC holds, and because he's the town of the Mishnah. Well, like a chashav, we only mentioned two, because it's elahanach tarte didam la'dol, we're mentioning those two, which are similar to each other, which is the Melech HaGedayla and the Melech HaShnei Shagatayas, and umetzis nesbiyachad, and you actually let them both at the same time, umechad kromafkali, and the same one, like, therefore, but you're right, there really was a third one. Now, Hikshar B'l-Khanan, he asks, B'mizbech ha-machayshas, Shalohayim mokum marach ala amri. Okay, according to B's, there's three marachas on Mizbech. Now, on the copper Mizbech, when they were in the midbar, Shalohayim mokum marach ala amri, the place of the fire, to have a fire, was only an amma of space on top of the Mizbech. The number of Mizbech says over there, that was some of the base. I mean, Amihasim, we say over there, Gizar and Shalom, the Mishar, the Mishar, the marachas, the Mishar, made were length and the width of an amma. So, there's obviously room for one maracha. So, King Karl Han Maracha said, where were all these other marachas? So it says, what you have to say is, you have to put it, there was, the Makam Marocha was in the middle. There was an Amo of where the Kam could walk in the perimeter, but that would go around the Marocha Gedayla until you got to those Marochas, that was where they were able to go around. But you're right, the other Marochas were there on the side, which was the space where the Kam should walk. It begins with the words, you really think to say Shazar Kovet from Mizbeach that the non-Kohen is going to come near the Mizbeach? How could you be here to say that the Pasuk is coming to tell you a Kohen to exclude a Zar? What do you mean? You already told me that you have to be doing this at least on the top of the Mizbeach. And what, do you think that Zar is going to come to the Mizbeach? Obviously, it's not like your interpretation. That's Reb Shimon's complaint, so to speak, against Yehuda. Now, Hiksh Rashi asks, now, what do you mean? According to Reb Shimon himself, that he's asking Yehuda what near the Pasuk for Hatzasalisa to be a Kohen Kasher. Oh, but anyways, he can't come to Mizbeach. What do you mean? Did they nami tikshu for Shimon himself? That same question is also difficult. Because what does he do to Maki Kra? He explains the Pasuk, Latzas Alisa, that the lighting of the flame, igniting it, should be on top of the Mizbeach. So according to him, also Akoin Lamali. So what do you do according to him, also the word Akoin? Chital Taitchach, Zarkar Bechulu, the same question should be asking himself. But here's Rashi answers. No, the Itzrach, no. According to Shimon, it's necessary. Because the Gemara expounded previously in the end of the first paragraph of Chafal from the base that says in the pasuk that the sons of Aaron the Kohen should put the fire in Mizbeach, which teaches a halacha that although fire came down from heaven, there was a mitzvah to go ahead and bring a fire from human beings. Now, the sulkat that you would have thought to say that fire that should be kosher to be made by non-Kohen. But then the question you're going to ask is, wait a second, but I thought a Zar can't come from the Mizbeach. How could it bring a fire? So you say, the Koyah Ara, because you can be on the ground. The Zark Eshel Hedil Mali, you're going to throw the human-made fire. You're going to throw it upwards. That, according to Shimon, is what you need HaKoyin for to tell me that that fire is only with a Koyin and not with a non-Koyin. It says Tezer Kashlam, but that's difficult to us. Then Cain, if that's the case, Menole Da'asa Kerla Tzatzalisa. But then if that's the case, then if that's what HaKohen is coming to teach you, that only a Kohen could bring the Eshel Hedyut, so then how do you even know that the Pasuk, like Rav Shimon is claiming it to say, is coming to tell you regarding igniting with the chips, that should be Rav Shimon's Mizbeach? Then Makuli Krolan Nesinus Eshel Hedyut. The whole Pasuk is coming to tell us that when the human sire has to be by a kohen. So the Yeshua Mesetes says, no, Nimkin, if that would be the case, the whole pasuk was coming to exclude a non-kohen, that he shouldn't put the fire in his mezbeach, then lichtav kohen, the pasuk should have just written, the noshnim ben Aaron ha-kohen eish, the sons of Aaron, the kohen, they should place the fire, baruch ha'etim, they should prepare the wood, alish on the fire, and you would not have had to write that it's on the mezbeach. Because if I know you done, I would know that the sin says on mezbeach, but that the putting of the fire is on the mezbeach, Midrash says, the fact that it says Va'orchu Eitam Aleish, that you're preparing the wood on the fire, where Marocha Mibrish Mizbech, obviously the fire is on the on top of Mizbech. So Al Mizbech Lomeli, what's the purpose of writing the words Al Mizbech? Al Midrash rather takes down that Eish Al Mizbech, that when we're saying the fire is on Mizbech, it means La Tzasa Alisa, that was regarding igniting the flame, Shemavirna Sal Mizbech, that you have to ignite the primary fire of the Mizbech, of the Marocha on the Mizbech itself. Now, since there's a betamel, it's a wonder to me on this interpretation of Rashi that he's saying, oh, that according to Shimon, that, yeah, because Azar could have done it, even though Rami can't come on top of Zvei, and has been on Zvei, because he could have thrown up the fire. But Rabbi Shimon, Leslie Svara. Rabbi Shimon does not hold the logic to Epshin Dekoya Ara, that you could be on the ground of Mapuch, and you could do it by blowing it, which, because we see he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the possibility that Anakayan is coming to exclude, that you should not do it with a non-Kayin, and Shimon holds, no, you don't need a pasuk to exclude that, because obviously you cannot do it as Zar. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda responds, as Zar could do it by blowing it. So Shimon disagrees, obviously does not hold like that logic. So it's not true like Rashi says. You don't need HaKayin to tell me regarding the fire, of the man-made fire, because like a Memekom Meshavesh Rashi, because you can't do the Rashi, the Efshad Kar Arbazark, that can be on the ground and throw it. Shimon does not hold that logic. So what you could say is that actually, no, it could be correct. Because you could differentiate between the Eishel Hedyut and igniting the Alisa, the chips. Because the Eishel Hedyut, the human fire, Shapa Isle, the Eishel Dekar Arbizarkla, that maybe could be, which Reb Shimon would hold, that you could be on the ground and throw it up on top of the Zbeach. Give me this idea, because it's that from human beings. Avatos Alisa, regarding the igniting of the chip shavaros on the mizbech, which that's the making the fire of the mikut on the mizbech. Lavarach aral lemevet b'mapucha b'rochi. It's not appropriate to do it with blowing it from a distance from the mizbech. And that's Reb Shimon held that no, he never would have thought like Reb Yehuda to permit that with a non-kohen. Never, it's not difficult on Rashi interpretation. Now, but because Reb Yehuda, Tais says what's difficult to me according to Reb Yehuda is because he learns out from the Eishel mizbech tugevoy. That the fire on the mizbeach you should ignite it, but there is latzas alisas for the igniting of the chips shabaras mizbeach, which that burning has to be on the mizbeach. Question is lamali, why do you need that pasuk to tell me that? Typically, it should be sufficient if not from Aaron eshal mizbeach, from that the sons of Aaron should put the fire on the mizbeach, because Rabbi Yehuda gomer mahasam, Rabbi Yehuda learns from that latzas alisa that the igniting of the chips should be b'kayin kasher b'kli shach, that should be b'kayin kasher and with big dekuna. So you should learn from over there that obviously that has to be b'rishal mizbeach the way Rabbi Shimon learns it. As we see that this is the avoda with the kain on the mizbeach. And that's what says, what you could say is no. Ila kasa ve'eshal mizbeach togubay. If we didn't have the other pasuk of the fire mizbeach, you should ignite over there. Lo havadashinam ve'nasnu. What we would have learned from v'nasnu is ella only nesinu se'esh tehegev on mizbeach. That the bringing of the man-made fire should be on the mizbeach. And v'shtei b'kain kasha v'klisharas. And that it should be with kosher kain and v'klisharas, which is v'gdekuna. No, but regarding igniting the chips of the Marocha, we've not have expounded that should be al mizbeach. I will have to do enough to move the Eishel mizbeach, but now that we learn out from Eishel mizbeach atzas alisa, that igniting of the chips should be on the mizbeach. Oh, so then gamrin and shabbat and benosnu. So then you can learn from benosnu that atzas alisa, that igniting the chips, emanating is the hand and both the placing of the man-made fire. That should only be with a kosher kain and with big dekuna, because the stomach, because we could presume b'nei aron, that when it says in the pasuk b'nei aron, the nafkel b'nei, that we learn from b'nei kain kosher b'klishas, there has to be a kosher kain and big dekuna. Kai, I'll call mitzvah shamizvech, it's going on all the mitzvah shamizvech, not only the one which you mentioned over there in that pasuk, but even that of the other pasuk, which is bringing the fire of the hedyot, and that's a salisa, that they're both required to be with the kain kosher and the klishas.